Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good buddy Bill Brandt still with us on the show. Bill is the president of DSI, Development Specialists Incorporated. DSI.biz is the website. Bill, tell us a little bit about what your company does.
Jim, we've been in the restructuring business for about 35 years now. We're one of the nation's oldest, if not the oldest, firm doing it. And what we do is provide help to businesses that are struggling with, for a variety of reasons, to see their way clear, to restructure, or to find an alternative path to a successful outcome.
Yeah, so check that out, folks, DSI.biz. I know you work with a lot of banks, too, Bill. Bill, in the last segment, we talked a little some of my forecasts, some of my predictions. And I want the record to show that I mentioned five to Bill, and he agreed with me on the first one, the last one, and he insulted me in the middle three. So we'll see how that goes in the year. Bill, how about your own forecast, Mr. Smarty? What are you predicting? Let's get you on the record.
I'll go on the record. I will make a couple of forecasts here that probably go in the face of what the pundits in the media are doing because they're having great fun. Number one, Hillary is not going to be running for president, nor is she going to be vice president. She's going to be doing, after the 2012 election, exactly what she has been doing, capably as Secretary of State, and that is because America's first African-American president, I suspect, will pretty easily cruise to re-election.
Now you're making a two-year prediction.
I also agree with you that Obama, the last 2 years were eerily similar to 93 and 94, the learning on the job curve, and it was, in some cases, I had to wince when I watched the mistakes being made.
Right.
But they're slowly getting it, and I think that will, there will be no primary challenge from the Democratic Party, no matter what you hear. And I think if you look at the Republican field, in the end, it's always a referendum on the incumbent, but there has to be somebody credible to beat them, and right now...
Right.
The party just doesn't have anybody on the Republican side who has the star power or the following across a broad spectrum of the population to do that.
It will depend upon this, to me, whether Obama's last 2 years looks more like Clinton's third and fourth year or like Carter's third and fourth year.
I wouldn't debate that at all, but I will tell you what will help, and this goes back to your predictions in the last segment, what will help Obama is... When the Republicans start off with the hot-button issues, like now they're throwing abortion issue today up on the Hill into health care, people just don't want to hear that anymore. I know there's a segment of their base that does, but most of the folks are looking around, and they got three words at the forefront of their mind, jobs, jobs, jobs. And all of this mishigas that where they beat the social issues and try and solidify their base, it plays like to a tin ear.
Well, the reason why you're right is because they need to be playing to the independents, not to the people on the far right.
Well, you know what they're doing first, it's not bad politics. They're trying to solidify their base, but the truth is they did that part already. And now that they're given the stage to go off and do a high school pageant rather than a Broadway play,
it's
not becoming.
Do you have any economic predictions?
Yes, it will get better, but not much. And I know that sounds like an
over. Now we talk about over the next year. Are you talking about a 1 year?
Over the next
prediction?
2 years.
This
recession, as you and I know it, will really not end. People won't feel like the chains of this recession are left behind until about.
You're saying we won't really feel like there's a real recovery for a while, even if we're technically out of the recession. A full recovery has not really happened yet,
and it won't for at least 3 years or more. People talk to me about this, and I've been doing politics and watching the focus groups. You can almost key the stages of a recession by how people feel about their jobs in the early stage. People are worried about losing their own job, even if they haven't, because they see so much job loss around them. We're past that stage now. People are feeling a little bit better, which is why consumers are buying. They're at the stage where they're still worried about other people losing their job, but they're not so much worried about them losing their job. That's the first stage of the recovery. But it's going to take a long time, and I would tell your listeners, if they're planning on small business rejuvenation, you're looking at conditions not markedly different from this through about 2014. Yeah.
Wow. And see, this is the marathon that I've been talking about, Bill. I've been telling them, as you may have heard me say before, that the letter for this recovery is M, and it stands for marathon.
Yeah, as I told you a long time ago, rather than a V or a U, this is like a bathtub. We drop the deep end. We're slowly creeping along the bottom to the shallow end. We're only about halfway there. We have a long way to go.
I think you're right, and more's the pity. The presidential candidate that I think will win the next election will speak a lot about how to solve structural unemployment in America, Bill, I think. And think about that when we're going to let you go for this hour. Thanks for being here, Bill. Good job, as always. A lot of fun.
Always welcome, Jim, and I'm happy to talk to you and your listeners at the drop of a cold hat in January.
We'll get you back again real soon. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too, in the next hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.